The floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. India warmly welcomes the delegation of Paraguay. Mr. President, we commend the fact that Paraguay had accepted all 124 of its recommendations from the first EPR and welcome the improvements in national legislative framework to promote and protect human rights. Paraguay has also continued its efforts in setting up and strengthening of relevant institutions in this regard and has also been up to date in submission of the reports of the treaty bodies. We note with appreciation that poverty levels in the country have fallen for the 8th consecutive year. In this regard, we commend the enhancement of conditional transfer programs to combat poverty and the increase in its beneficiaries. Our delegation would be interested in knowing more about the operational aspects of the National Development Plan of 2030. While taking note of Paraguay's efforts towards bringing about gender parity, we encourage the country to counter the persisting stereotypes regarding the role of women and work towards enhancing the representation of women in public and political life. The setting up of Women's Support Service within the Ministry of Women, which provides comprehensive care, information and counselling in cases of domestic and gender-based violence, is a welcome development. Similarly, the National Policy on Childhood and Adolescence is a step in the right direction. Paraguay's efforts towards a universal free access to healthcare services is commendable. We recommend formulation of a comprehensive policy protecting the rights of indigenous peoples. We also encourage the government to extend more autonomy to the National Institute for Indigenous Affairs. We note with Paraguay's efforts towards promotion and protection of human rights for the persons with disabilities. In this regard, we encourage the government to continue its efforts towards effective inclusion and removal of obstructions for persons with disabilities. We recommend the review of the provisions restricting the voting rights of persons with disabilities. We wish the delegation of